Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, September 1st, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. President Biden says the Afghan exit was a great success. The Washington Post scorches the president for that remark. Gavin Newsom raising a record amount of money. Doctors now prescribing nature time for stressed out Americans. Also ahead, bad decisions. Do you make them? But first, Joe Biden delivering a defiant address on America's withdrawal from Afghanistan, calling his decision the only responsible choice after two decades of war. The 20-year conflict cost more than $1 trillion, 2,500 American lives. The second longest war in U.S. history was in Vietnam. In totality, that conflict there lasted 19 years, claiming more than 50,000 lives of U.S. personnel. The shortest conflict for America, the Bay of Pigs, JFK's botched mission, was repelled in just 3 days by the Cubans. The liberal Washington Post publishing a scathing rebuke of President Biden's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. The editorial board writing, quote, "This is a moral disaster, one attributable not to the actions of the military and diplomatic personnel in Kabul, who have been courageous and professional, but to mistakes, strategic and tactical, by Mr. Biden and his administration," unquote. That is the truth told by a newspaper that went all out to elect Joe Biden. Embattled California Governor Gavin Newsom raking in $70 million so far to defeat his recall. Conservatives had raised just $8 million to boot him. Latest polls show voters split in the Golden State. And California's constitution was changed in 1913. There have been 55 attempts to recall governors since then, most notably the election of Arnold Schwarzenegger back in 2003. Doctors across America prescribing their patients nature time to improve their health during the pandemic. Pediatricians also urging urchins to get outside to avoid weight gain, breathing issues, and heart problems later in life. Childhood obesity rates are now up 15% since COVID hit. The average American has gained between 10 and 15 pounds, and gym membership is down because of mask mandates. In a moment, bad decisions. President Biden is making them. Do you? Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, making bad decisions. Last night, Senator Joseph Lieberman appeared on my television program, The No Spin News, and said the war in Afghanistan was essentially over when Joe Biden became president. Under President Trump, 44 American military were killed in action in Afghanistan in 4 years. 44. And none were killed under Biden until last Thursday, when terrorists slain 13 American military personnel. So, Senator Lieberman asked, why did Joe Biden have to order a haphazard, poorly thought out withdrawal from Afghanistan? What was the urgency to do it in a way that caused death and destruction? Now, as soon as Biden took office, the Taliban mobilized. The new president knew that. He could have stepped up air cover and reiterated what President Trump had told the Taliban on the telephone. You stand down or you yourself will be killed. That's what Trump said. Instead, President Biden made a series of bad decisions that led to the USA being humiliated by the terrorists and, as mentioned, 13 service people killed. Mr. Biden has also made a terrible decision on the border, an awful decision having the American energy sector demoralized and putting federal regulations in place to cripple our energy industry. Those were all bad decisions. The point is that if you do something and it doesn't work out well, other people get hurt. In your life, you know that. Every bad decision you have made not only hurts you, but those around you. Now, all of us have an obligation to think outside of ourselves. At this point, I don't think President Biden is even capable of thinking at all. He is doing what other people tell him to do. Now, here's an interesting question. If you voted for Joe Biden, did you make a bad decision? Some people will never admit they will make a bad decision in any capacity. Those folks are called narcissists. And what we saw in Biden's Afghan speech was narcissism. He had the gall to tell the world that his Afghan withdrawal was excellent. It was terrific. He must think that we are all morons. Biden made a bad decision, a deadly decision, and will not admit it. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see my TV broadcast. And also Killing the Mob, an enormous bestseller, available for your reading pleasure. In a moment, something you might not know.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. On this date in 1985, a group of explorers from the USA and France ended a 73-year search for the most famous shipwreck in human history, the Titanic. The team used new technology to locate the Titanic 400 miles east of Newfoundland, 13,000 feet below the surface of the North Atlantic Ocean. During its doomed maiden voyage, the RMS Titanic was the world's biggest passenger ship ever built, measuring 900 feet in length. It was the largest man-made moving object on Earth. Efforts to locate the ship began almost immediately after it sank in April 1912. But scientific limitations, as well as the sheer vastness of the North Atlantic, made the effort impossible. 36 years ago today, the explorer group used an unmanned submarine called the Argo to survey the ocean floor. In the early morning of September 1st, Argo was investigating debris when it suddenly passed over a very big object. It was the hull of the Titanic. The next day, the main body of the ship was discovered nearby. It had split in two. But many of its features and interiors were remarkably well preserved because of the freezing water. The discovery renewed a global frenzy about the Titanic that lasted decades. The event sparked a series of movies, books, documentaries, TV specials. The film Titanic from director James Cameron was the first motion picture ever to earn $1 billion. And here's something else you might not know. The sinking of the Titanic was featured in Nazi propaganda. Minister Joseph Goebbels, who spewed propaganda all day long in Germany, commissioned a 1943 movie that focused on greedy British and American businessmen aboard the ship. The epilogue of the film states, quote, "The deaths of 1,500 people remained unatoned, forever a testament of Britain's endless quest for profit," unquote, from the Nazis. Back after this.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.